Problem, Riga.
Rats, what are you talking about, my problem?
Lotka's girlfriend is coming back. Who else is going to tell her that he's become the three faces of weird?
You know, Louis, even for you, there's got to be a more sensitive and caring way to refer to someone who suffers from multiple personality.
I'm sorry. I was talking about the gentleman who suffers from...
Lotka, how many times have you shaved today?
Twice on my face and once on my back. I want to look good for Simka.
Have you a girlfriend, Lotka?
Oh, yeah, she's a girl from Lotka's country.
And when she first came to America, she and Lotka were dating each other for a while.
Huh? Yeah, then I let her slip away. Boy, what a fool I was. I'm sorry that she left before I told her I love her.
Lotka, are you going to tell her you love her now?
I will not make the same mistake again. Good. She is the girl for me in the whole world.
Good.
Yeah, excuse me, Elaine. I'm sorry, but she's better than American women. I don't even like American women. I have a good reason, too.
What's that?
They don't give me the time of day.
Lotka, you know, you ought to get rid of all that tissue paper on your face. You know, what you need to use is a styptic pencil instead.
Styptic pencil. Where will I find one?
Here. Use mine.
No. Jim. He needs a styptic pencil. Not... By golly, that's a styptic pencil.
I will try it.
Why are you carrying a styptic pencil in your ear?
Well, in light of what just happened, a better question is, why aren't you?
Oh, yeah, and he's dying to see you.
Yeah, he'll be right out.
Oh, it is good to hear you say that. I miss him. I've not had too much luck with men lately.
Huh?
Elaine, you know what it feels like to be used, taken advantage of, and then thrown away like an old shoe.
Does she?
Simka.
Lotka.
Simka.
Well, are you going to just stand there?
Oh.
Lily, I should get the back of the class.
Oh, no, that's a gonna be
so. Lotka. We can speak English now. I feel very comfortable in that tongue, you bet, Joe.
You are looking very well.
Oh, I cannot complain. You are looking well also.
Are you available for getting together?
Yes. You may call me for social engagements.
Woo! This is just like in body heat.
Lotka, Latka. Let's have lunch.
Okay, but let me just grab a quick shave.
Oh, the same sweet man.
Hey, yeah. Well, listen, I'll be going along. So long.
Calling Dr. Rieger. Oh, Dr. Rieger.
Simka, can I talk to you for a second? Over here?
Yes,
please. Simka, I think there's something you have to know about Latka.
No,
there's nothing to be alarmed about. Believe me, nothing. Sit down, please. Look, Latka has what doctors call multiple personality. You see, sometimes, and he's not even aware he's doing it, he totally becomes another person. I mean, his walk, his talk becomes totally different. You understand?
Yes, he's Cookie Puts.
Just a minute. Hello, Simka.
Hello, Latka.
Come in. You are looking even more gorgeous than normal for you.
Well, you are not looking so awful yourself.
I hope you are hungry. I made something special.
Oh, I am. What is it?
Smell.
Warthog!
I think it's ready now.
Oh, lovely.
So, what would you like? Would you like something from the hoof or something close to the tusk?
Both.
That's what I love about you. You eat like a swine. I hope you like it. You know, it's hard to find self-pasting warthog in America.
It is perfect, Latka. Everything is perfect. The flowers, the candles, the music.
Breathness?
Well, maybe just a quick one. You know, Latka, I have had many lonely nights since I last saw you.
Well, you know, it hasn't been all breathnish and warthog for Mama Gravis's little boy. That's why I was so glad that you wrote me when you discovered that Omaha was not all the songs say it is.
Here is mud in your breathnik.
Simka, I want to tell you something. This is the best evening I've had in a long time. I dreamed about this evening and you. And I just want to tell you that
what is it you want to say?
Well, want to say that I...
What died in here?
Oh, my God!
Where am I? The Ramada Inn of Romania?
Latka?
Latka? Oh, boy, here we go again. No, honey, Vic. Vic Ferrari. And you?
Alex told me something about this and darned if he wasn't right. I think, well, maybe I better go.
Well, it's your decision, but one thing, leave and I'll die.
Well, I mean, how can I stay? I hardly even know you.
Oh, well, but I know you. I think I do. You're smart, independent, and, you were a daddy's girl. Am I right?
Well, how would you know these things? I mean, Latka doesn't know these things.
It's in your eyes when you look at a man.
Oh, brother. What else?
Playful, a little bold, and you have my name tattooed on your right thumb.
No, I don't!
Hey, okay, the evening's young.
You are very funny this way, Latka. I mean, Vic.
Would you chop me down if I took a chance?
No, I will not chop you.
Okay, then here goes. I am completely taken by you, and I want to love you.
Well, in my country, there is only one thing a girl can say to that, which is one of the reasons I left.
I don't even know your name.
Simka Dablitz.
Hello, Simka.
Hello, Vic. Vic.
I am not Vic. I don't even like Vic. Listen, sit down, please. Tell me everything. What did you do with Vic last night?
Are you sure you want to know?
Yes. Of course, not if you think it will destroy me.
Well, I don't know what to say.
Well, for instance, you can say that you were up all night with him and you discussed whether the Today Show is better with Bryant Gumbert.
I cannot say that.
I knew it. You made love with Vic.
Well, I did, but...
You made love with another man right under my nose.
Well, there was... No other way. was you.
Did I whimper? Was I clumsy?
No, you were wonderful.
Then it wasn't me.
Lotka, please.
You have shamed me, degraded yourself, disgraced your family, cheapened your people, and blemished your planet.
That was not nice. I'm going.
Good, goodbye.
I am going.
Good.
Lotka, I hate you, and I never want to see you again, and thanks for a wonderful night.
Lotka! 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 You've been under that cab all day. Now, come on. Something's happened, huh? Tell me about it.
Well, Simka says she found another man.
Oh, Lotka. I can't tell you how many times I've had something like that happen. Talk to me.
Okay. She says the other man was Vic.
Talk to Alex.
Lotka, let's get a cup of coffee.
No.
Come on, let's get a cup of coffee.
I don't want to.
Come on, Lotka, let's get a cup of coffee.
No.
Lotka. I can't believe that a girl like Simka could possibly prefer Vic to you.
Oh, yeah? Well, look what I found in the pockets of his fancy sports coat.
Airline tickets to Bermuda.
Yeah, he's taking her away.
Lotka, just because he has tickets doesn't mean she's going.
Oh, yeah? Look what I found in the pockets of his velour smoking jacket.
The trip sounds okay to me. I will be at your place tonight promptly at 7-ish. Signed, Simka.
See? Vic has more fun in his pockets than I have in my whole life.
Okay, Lotka, look. Maybe Simka prefers Vic, but I know there are a lot of women who are going to prefer your sweet little innocent qualities.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where are they? I don't know. I've asked all of them. Look, women don't like timid, weak men half as much as they should.
Lotka? Is that what you're gonna do? Huh? You're gonna just sit there and mope?
No, I'm going to whine and snivel.
Okay, fine, terrific. You lost her. Give up. Why don't you stop thinking of yourself for a moment? Why don't you start thinking of Simka? You gonna let her go out with a guy like Vic? Hey, wait a minute. Lotka, you're responsible. You got them together. They met through you.
Wait a minute, you are right. I am responsible. Yay. I have to save her from that two-bit bossa nova.
Why?
Whoa, I'm going to go. And if he won't listen to good manners, I'm going to have to get her up. I would hate to be in his shoes. Hello, Simka.
Hello, Lotka.
You were expecting someone else? Maybe someone smooth?
May I enter your house and sit down on something?
Yes, that would be pleasant. There is something very important I want to tell you. Okay? First of all, I am sorry that I got mad at you the other day.
That's okay, Lotka. Accept your sorriness.
Thank you. Second of all, you cannot see Vic anymore. He is a terrible, awful person.
At least he is happy with me.
He has a lot more to be happy about. There is one other thing I want you to know. ever since you have come back, I don't know what I'm doing. I cannot sleep. I cannot eat. My work is suffering. Men have gone to almost certain injury in the cabs. So, please, don't go to Bermuda with Vic. Because
what, Latka?
Well, because... Oh, I don't know how to say it. Well, you know...
Simka, baby.
No, no, Latka. I want to hear what Latka wants to tell me. I'm listening, Latka.
Simka, it's so good to see you. You know, this is crazy. I just realized how much I missed you. Now I know what it feels like to really care. Oh, well. Oh. Hey, come on, we're missing valuable sack time. Come on. Oh.
I think all you want is physical pleasure.
Oh, come on now. Why would I want something like that?
Latka, if you are in there, come back to me. Please. Yes, yes! No, no!
Come with me to Bermuda, and good news, we're gonna fly business class.
But I don't want to go to Bermuda anymore, Vic. I want Latka.
There must be an acoustic problem in here. I could have sworn I heard you make kissing off noises to Captain Joy.
Well, if that means I want you to go away so that Latka will come back, then you hit the nail with your head, buddy boy.
You know, I don't think you realize what you're saying, but let me just explain something to you. If I walk out that door, I'm never coming back.
Bye, Vic.
Okay. No tears, no bum feelings, no blame, no fault insurance. I'm just glad that I got to spend a part of my life in part of your life. You blew it, baby.
That's right, get out of here. And if you ever come near my woman again, I will call you a name. Simka? There is something I want to tell you right here and now, and no, I'm not going to beat you in the bush. I love you.
Good deal, me too. Vic?
No, it is me.
Well, Latka!
Bye, Mr. Walters.